A social policy analyst, Dr. William Alhaji, has described the visit of the Iranian president and his delegation to Ghana as historic and timely. Dr. Alhaji told Radio Ghana that as an oil and energy producing country, Ghana stands to benefit greatly from Iran's experience and expertise as she tries to revamp the energy sector. As member of the movement Non-Aligned, Ghana cannot be left out as one of the pioneers of the movement. He spoke to George Ankra.
Definitely, for the president of Iran, as Manenija to visit Ghana is a clear endorsement of the work that Ghana is doing in terms of advancing the cause of the non-aligned movement. Essentially, it is a very laudable effort on his part to add Ghana to the countries he's visiting on this trip. I think we should welcome that.
How about investment portfolio? Do you think his visit would increase the investment portfolio and strengthen the bonds of relationship that we already have with Iran?
Oh yes, clearly, as the news carried it yesterday, Iran is an oil-producing country and they've accumulated a lot of experience in that particular aspect. And that clearly could be shared with Ghana to help us avoid all the challenges that such emerging oil countries have, but also for us to be able to optimize the revenue from the oil that we're exploring. What it means in essence is that it will attract the peace and attract investment as well. I mean, obviously, If the memoranda of understanding are signed on some aspects of the work that we do, that you clearly expect that it may come with experience and resources. So yes, it will be of benefit to Ghana. I know that such visits, particularly of countries that are not very much favored by the West, usually will attract some disquiet on their part. But Ghana is a sovereign country, and we reserve the right to interact with any country as well.
Dr. William Alhaji on the Iranian president's visit to Ghana.